Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, here, here. Wisma, Wisma. Wisdom, the principal thing right here, here for the Rastafari podcast right here, the Wednesday podcast, here at the midway day of the seventh, the fourth day of the Shavua, here for Cha Rastafari, Wisma, Wisdom, Wisma, Wisdom Wednesday, Wisdom, the principal thing right here, here, here. We have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 44, very, very interesting psalm. I'd like to focus on one of the themes of the psalm, the voice of the enemy and the avenger, you know, and the blasphemer, you know. Going through a lot of trials and tribulations, all of I and I, but especially I and I of this way, truth and life and liberty. But first things first is Wisma, wisdom. The Hebrew Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, divine Wisma is the principal thing. Get Wisma. Yes, I.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes, yes, yes. Podcasting right now, now, now. Hit the social media, like, share, tag. Yes, I link ones and ones here. The pod for the peas and the pod. Yes, I. For those kindred irids, kindred spirits right here. Wisma Wednesday.
Salamta, Beit Hesed. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem, here on Discipleship Radio.
You know, wisdom is the opposite of fools and foolishness. So we're going to begin off right here with the Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown. He asked a question, wisdom, I and I mother, according to I and I rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, Robeinu Yeshua HaMashiach. He says that wisdom is justified by all of her children, of all of her children. So right here, 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 the question that wisdom in the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon asks, why fools? Why, you wisdom?
Boy,
oh,
hey. Yeah. Boy. Yeah.
Why fools? Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, right here for the Wisma Wednesday. Rastafari Podcast right here for the fourth day of the seven. Here Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise Wisma. Fools despise wisdom. Fools despise I mother, mother Wisma, and instruction. Proverbs 1:22, chapter 1, verse 2. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorner delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? To answer the question that Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, asked in that classic tune right there, why fools? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So here to answer the question, why fools? Remember what Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach said, that wisdom is justified by all of her children. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Yahweh, of Jehovah, is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise chokmah and instruction and discipline and discipleship. Here. The Levi, Barrington Levi. Respectfully.
I want. your Bible. Stop from exit and read up your Bible. And you will get sensible. Sing it, said that, and you will get sensible. Matthew said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect and to Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and thunder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Me said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect. You even make God beg. You lose respect. You lose respect. Yeah, the Lord God so loved the world that he gave unto I and his son. And whosoever believe in his son shall live it unto I and I and shall never burn like a piece of paper and melt like the wax that melts in the presence of the fire. I said you lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect and so Jah. You lose respect. You lose respect. You lose respect and so Jah. Him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Man, him a go strike you with the lightning and yonder. Mister, be stop from idle and read up your Bible. Stop from idle and read up your Bible. And you will get sensible. Yeah, and I come back right to the main point. Every man got to get paid according to the work they do out there. Mister, them lose respect. Them lose respect. Them even make that respect. Still, yo, like you say, them lose. Lightning I go on them, Lord, and then the thunder I go frighten them. Lord, me say the thunder I go frighten them. Lord, because them lose respect, them lose respect, them lose respect, them lose respect. Set up from
the aspect of Jah over is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hear, 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 wisma, wisma, I and I, mother, yes, I, divine feminine.
The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy.
And hear, hear, hear. The Alpha and Omega of Wisma, here from Proverbs, yes I, dub wise.
And forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy, not the law of thy, not the law of thy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not my the son, law, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Of thy father and for father and for father, my son, my son, my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy law of thy law of thy law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother, thy mother, thy mother, thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother, of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. They lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
And here, segueing to the evening psalm here for the fourth day, the middle of the seven, the middle of the Shavua, the middle of the strong, the middle of the week here, keeping us sabbatically strong here with the standing psalm here for the Wednesday, Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Amen, amen. Who will rise up for I? Here, the Wednesday evening psalm, it doves with today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 44, zooming in on verse 16, for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. And the Wednesday psalm, here at the middle of the week, remember it says in Daniel that the Messiah being cut off in the midst of the week. You see here a sign here in the triad right here, the chants and the psalms right here. And here, a rhema tune ranking Trevor right here with vengeance right here. That's all right. That's the far right.
Meet the love of John, keep on shining down along the way. And you got to meet the love of John, keep on shining like each and every hour of the day. And I hear some of the music, see some rhythm on the track. Stay strong. My deeds are those who pass through great tribulation. Light stuff, red and love, can send me to plan how I feel it. But I feel no bounce, no stone, no sound, I'll be gentry. In a summer, we live in the day. The love of me say I ain't in peace. In this I don't mean peace. Yeah. Now them see the fittest of the fittest and to find this change when I was there. And see the wicked that be run out with the fire and rub on me. See that be intense. And let me feel me say love of me say I ain't in peace. And Baba feel me say love of me say I ain't in peace. Yeah. I'ma be beloved, I'm a joy. Make your love keep on shining every hour of a day. And let me feel your sweet job in dancing. You got that let me feel your mistake in dancing. In a summer, feel it, feel it. Tell your family, see, I ain't missing. You got that mistake, but you got the love on you, say, I ain't missing. You got the love on you, say, I ain't missing. Yeah, yeah. for me say I ain't easy. Got to live your right. Let your enemies get away. But you got the triggers, I and I should do. You got the rocks, the middle of the fire, I was cheater. But my God really let me see. Don't miss it.
Congregation, the Avenger, the Vengeance Jehovah, to thee, to the I belongs. Proclaim thy wrath aloud. Great judge of all, redress our wrongs. Let justice smite the proud. They say, just, nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy just reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I and I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Salamta, Beta Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
And here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 44. So let's give a first hear, rise up to chant, Psalm 44.
Psalm 44.
Mizmor Mem Dalet Lam Natseyah Livne Korah Maskin, Korah Maskin, Korah Maskin, Korah Maskin, Korah Maskin, Korah Maskin, Korah Maskin.
We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 be'ozneinu shama'nu, 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 shama'nu.
Our fathers have told us, told us, told us, told us.
Avotenu siperu lanu, ulanu, 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 ulanu.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, in the times of old,
po al paalta vimehem, vimekede,
how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantedst them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Awake, awake.
Ora, ora, ora.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord? O Lord.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lammatishan, Adonai. Hakitza, 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 Hakitza.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakitza, Hakitza, Hakitza.
Cast us not off forever. Forever.
Laneta, 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 laneta.
Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise, 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 arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake. Thy mercy's sake. Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
Thy mercy's sake.
And here he has the script say, some things old, some things new, the good man from the treasuries. Here we have our audio. I think it's 2017, but it applies right here, even this time right now, and especially to this psalm right here. Give ear.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 things new, things and old, 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 new.
things new, things and old 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 new, for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korach, a maskil, lam natzeach, li b'nei Korach, maskil. That's the subscription right there in the Hebrew. Now this psalm, Psalm 44, the 44th psalm, right, in this season, for this day, at this time, very interesting. This is May 12th, right, May 12th, 2017. We're going to note this for the record, although many of these psalms...
Yes, so right here, these psalms right here come up according to the royal order, and here, again, we have Psalm 44, but some things new, some things
details
old.
Of the psalm as well. But this psalm here in this season, right, it corresponds with the 31st Torah portion, thanking Jah, Rastafari, for this Friday, this sabbatical eve right here. Here we are.
And here at the present time, 2021, the same psalm, but as it applies in different seasons according to the royal order. So once again, give ear.
To that 50th day in the feast of the Isle of Irit, the feast of the Holy Spirit. Now right here we have a national prayer of intercession, a national prayer, right, of the Beta Israel, right, of intercession in the commonwealth, right, of are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, a national prayer of intercession. We clearly have in this Mizmor, right, or this psalm, the cry of a nation in distress and not a personal lament, not a personal lament or personal lamentation. Now, the mention that we have in this particular psalm, and at, I think, verse 9 within the KJV Bibles, is 10 in the Tehillim, but in the KJV, if you look at the King James Version, should be verse 9, where there's a mention of our host, as having been unaided by Hashem, Baruchu, right? Blessed be he. Right, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. But our host in this psalm, Psalm 44 in verse 9, right, as having not been aided by Elohim, right, it points to a time of defeat, a time of defeat on the battlefield, right, a time of defeat on the battlefield, if you please, on the battlefield. Another reference which has to be noted is the impassioned declaration that's found in verses 17 to 22 that the nation had been faithful to HaElohim, right, and was suffering for his sake. Now, few commentators that comment on this psalm now assign the Mizmor to the Davidic, right, to the David period or the Davidic period. Now, there's a modern view that favors, in this particular psalm, the Maccabean, right, the Maccabean crisis. Some say as the occasion of its composition, but a most recent authority has maintained this, quote, whatever episode it was to which our psalm here refers, it could not have been to that of what is known as the Maccabean struggle, right? And it's Osterly who says this. Now, on the other hand, the allusion to the voice of the blasphemer that we find in verse 16. There's an allusion to the voice of the blasphemer. I find this to be very, very interesting because we've been meditating on the fourth item in the summary of this 31st Torah portion, in this weekly Torah portion, Emor, and that is the blasphemer. Right, the blasphemer, the one who blasphemed the Hashem, right, the boy that had the Israelitish mother, Israelitish Isha is his mother, was an Israelitish Isha, was a woman, Israelite woman, but his father was an Egyptian, and also how that connects with the Ethiopic legend of Our Lady Maryam, particularly to the history of Hannah and the Dersan, the reading for the the second day. We'd like to share that as well with the Lashon Hara, right? And also about Miriam, Marie, and on the blasphemy of Marie or Miriam that we have there, and how Adonenu, how Yeshua did not want other woman to have the name of his mother. And it's an interesting write-up right there, but then how it segues into this Torah portion concerning the voice of him that taunteth and blasphemeth, right? We would say, I guess it's Lucia, right? But the voice of him that taunteth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and the revengeful, right? By reason of the enemy and the revengeful. So it says, for the voice, right, because of the voice, by reason of, or because of the face of, their malicious and the gloating faces. So here we have, right, a reference to the voice of the blasphemer. You'll find that in verse, I think, 16, right? In the Tehillim, will be in verse 17, right? The voice of the blasphemer. It recalls what is narrated of Sennacherib. And Sennacherib, he was the king of Assyria, right? And you find in Isaiah, chapter 37, verses 6 and verse 23, right? The narration of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. And the most acceptable opinion that has been given concerning this, our psalm here for this day, right, the 44th psalm, the most acceptable opinion is that the psalm, the Mizmor, this chant, was written during the invasion which occurred in the reign of Hezekiah. There was an invasion that occurred during the reign of King Hezekiah. Now, in that case, it is to be connected. If that's the way we cite this, and I think that is very, very likely right there, just to share that word with the eye of them who have ear to hear, right? In that case, this psalm is to be connected with the 46th psalm, the XLVI, the 46th psalm to the XLVII, to the 48th psalm. So the 46th to the 48th psalm, also there's a connection if we cite this psalm as being connected with Isaiah chapter 37, verses 6 and 23, based on that allusion to the voice of the blasphemer that we find in verses 16 in the KJV, and recalling how and what was narrated of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, right, and the invasion that occurred during the reign of Hezekiah. Right, just to give a context, right, a context to this particular psalm. Now, this particular psalm here, Elohim psalm, it says, Elohim, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us a work thou, the I, didst in their days, in the days of old. Right? In the days of old. Now, Elohim's help, his help in the past, right? His help previously, our fathers, right, have told us, right? Abotenu, right? Our fathers, they have told us. Knowledge of the past was kept alive, and knowledge of the past must be kept alive, right, by the instruction given by parents to their children, right, according to Exodus chapter 10, verse 2, and Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20, as well as Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. The addition, just in the first verse, getting a little anchor here on this 44th Psalm, the addition of "in their days," it shows that fathers here means their forefathers, right? Their ancestors, their forefathers who had passed through the wilderness of the Kana'anu, right? The Kana'anu or the Kana'an, the Canaan, the wilderness to Canaan. Now, the tradition has been handed down from generation to generation, from generation to generation. Thou with thy hand, with your yadika, with thy hand, didst drive out the nations. With thy hand, you did drive out the goyim and didst plant them in. The eye, thou didst break the peoples and didst spread them abroad. Thou with thy hand. Ata yadika, right, with your hand, the acquisition of the land of promise, of hope, of expectation had been achieved by Elohim's might, not the valor of Israel's army. The settlement of Canaan, of Canaan, rather than the Exodus, is fixed upon. So here in this psalm, we have the focus on the settlement of the promised land, the Afro-Canaanitish lands, rather than the Exodus, right, from the lowland or the Mitzrayim, the Egypt land, is fixed upon as an illustration, to illustrate, for example, right, an illustration of Hashem's intervention, because the trouble in the psalm was the overrunning of the country, even our country, by heathen or by goyim, by other nations. At the conquest of Canaan, the position was reversed. At the conquest of the Afro-Canaanite lands, the position will be reversed. Right? Or we can say the curse will be reversed, and that will be the blessing. Displant them. Right? Who's the them? Displant them. The key word plant. Do what? Plant them. Right? The trees of righteousness, their ancestors. Spread them abroad like a well-rooted tree with its many branches. Ha Elohim, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem. He planted them in the soil and enabled them to grow numerically so that they were spread throughout the country. Verse 4. Actually, verse 3. Just these first three verses right here. For not by their own sword, did they get the land in possession. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, the eye arm, and the light of the eye countenance and the light of the eye face, because thou, the eye, was favorable to them. Save them. Better give them the victory. Right? Right, where it says, neither did their own arm save them, neither did their own arm give them victory. Right? The light, the key is here, the light of the eye countenance, the light of Jah's face, of Jah's grace, the favor which Hashem displays toward them, and for which Ha Kohanim, for which the priests, the Kohanim, the Kohanot, right, the priests prayed on their behalf. And here we have the priest, high priestly prayer in reference, Numbers chapter 6, right? Numbers chapter 6, verse 25. Thou wast favorable. Thou wast favorable to them. Not even the Beta Israel, not even I and I, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep or Josh sheep, right? We don't merit, right? Not even Israel's merit earned them the divine aid, right? Not our merit or good deeds or whatever. No, it was the effect of Ha Elohim's choice. It was Josh's choice, right? And even it is Josh's choice in choosing I, and I is his choice. Right. This is why in the next verse it says, "The I art my king, O Elohim. Command the salvation of Yaakov. Atahu Malki Elohim. Atahu Malki Elohim. Atahu Malki Elohim. The I art, I king, Malki. Neguse, O Elohim, Tzaweh, Tzaweh, Yeshuot, Tzaweh, Yeshuot, Yaakov, command the Yeshuot, right, like Yeshua, Yeshuot, command the salvation of Yaakov. Malki, the psalmist regards himself as the nation's spokesman. He says, command. As the king, HaMelech, as the Negus, he has the prerogative, right? It's his prerogative of safeguarding Jah people. Salvation, Yeshuot, right? The word is plural, and it's either, right, they say it either means victories, Yeshuot, right, Yeshua, the victory, Jah victory, Yeshua, the hata, the bakal, the sweeter, Jah victory, Yeshuot. The word is plural and either means victories, as in verse 4, or in the KJV Bible, your Bible's verse 3, or complete deliverance. It says, neither did their own arm save them or give them victory. It was not their own arm that gave them victory, but it was Jah's light. Right? It was his light. Burhanana salam. It was his light. Right? Through the eye do we push down our adversaries. Through thy name. Through thy name, Bishimika, by thy name do we tread them under that rise up against us. For I trust not in my bow, neither can my sword save I. But the eye has saved I from I adversaries, and has put them to shame that hate I that hate us, the children of the Negus. In Elohim, the Elohim, have we gloried all the day, and we will give thanks to the I name forever, and we will give thanks to the I name. Where Shimika Le olam, noda, node, node, right? We'll give thanks, right, to Shimika, wa Shimika, le olam, node, selah. Yet the eye has cast off and brought I to confusion, and goest not forth with I host. As the word right there, and goest not forth with I host. Thou makest I to turn back from the adversary, and they that hate I spoil despoil at their will. Thou hast given us like sheep to be eaten, and hast scattered us among the goyim, among the nations. Thou sellest, thy people for small gain, and hast not set their prices high. Thou makest us a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. All the day is I confusion before I, and the shame of I face, of my face hath covered I. For the voice of him that taunteth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and the revengeful, all this has come upon us. Yet have we not forgotten thee, yet have we not forgotten the eye, neither have we been false to thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from the eye path. Though thou hast crushed us into a place of jackals and covered us with the almavet, the shadow of death, if we had forgotten the name of Eloheinu, our power, or spread forth our hands to a strange power, would not Elohim search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Nay, but for the eye's sake are we killed all the day. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why sleepest the eye, Adonai? Arise thyself, cast not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou the eye face, and forgettest I and I affliction and I and I downpression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth to the earth. Arise, for I and I help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord. Be still and know that I am God, I am God, I am God. Be still and know that I am God, I am God, I am God. Be still and know that I am God, I am God, I am God, I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The home place is
long time. Seems like this warfare been going on a long time, even from creation, from iration. Gonna ride it with more, getting into the verse by verse. But first, this right here, from creation, from iration.
From creation.
Psalm 44.
Mizmor Mendalet Lam Natseyah Livne Korah Maskil.
We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 Beozneenu Shamanu, 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 Shamanu.
Our fathers have told us, told us, told us.
Avotenu siperu lanu, ulanu, 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 ulanu.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, the times of old, the times of old, the
times of old, the times of old, the times of old, the times of old, the times
of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, awake, awake.
Aura, aura, aura.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord?
O Lord. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lamma tishan, Adonai. Hakisa, Hakisa, Hakisa.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakisa, Hakisa, Hakisa.
Cast us not off forever, forever.
Laneta, Laneta.
Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise,
Uma,
arise,
Uma,
arise,
Uma,
arise, for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake.
Mizmor Mendalet Lam Natseyah Livne Korah Maskil. Elohim Beozneenu Shamanu Avotenu Siperu Lanu Po Al Pa'alta Vimehem Bimekedem. אתה ידך גויים הורשת ותתעם, פרע לאומים ותשלחם. כי לא וחרבם ירשו ארץ, וזרועם לא הושיע למו. כי ימינך וזרועך ואור פניך כי רציתם. אתה הוא מלכי אלוהים, צווה ישועות יעקב. בך צרינו ננגח, בשמך נבוס קמנו. כי לא וקשתי אפתח, וחרבי לא תושעני. כי הושעתנו מצרינו, ומשנאינו הבישותה. באלוהים הללנו כל היום, ושמך לעולם נודה סלע. אף זנחת ותחלימנו, ולא תצא בצבעותינו. תשיבנו אחור מן ניצר, ומשנאינו שעשו למו. תתננו כצון מאכל, ובגויים זריתנו. תמכור עמך ולא הון, ולא ריבית במחיריהם. תשימנו חרפה לשכננו, לעג וקלס לסביבותינו. תשימנו משל בגויים, מנוד ראש בלאומים. כל היום כלימתי נגדי, ובושת פניי כסתני. מכל מחרף ומגדף, מפני אויב ומתנקם. כל זאת באתנו ולא שכחנוך, ולא שיקרנו בבריתך. לא נסוג אחור ליבנו, ותת אשורנו מיני אורחך. כי דקיתנו במקום תמים, ותכס עלינו וצל מוות. אם שכחנו שם אלוהינו, ונפרוס כפינו לאל זר, הלא אלוהים יחקור זאת, כי הוא יודע תעלומות לב. כי עליך הורגנו כל היום, נחשבנו כצון טבחה. עורה, למה תשען, אדוני, הקיצה, אל תזנח לנצח. למה פניך תסתיר, תשכח עוניינו ולחצנו. כי שחה לעפר נפשנו, דבקה לארץ בטננו. ומה עזרת לנו, ופדנו למען חסדך.
Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Meim Dalet Nim Dalet. Psalm 44, Psalm XLIV. Here. Now, previous psalm, we went into the Chayil, like in Chayil, power, showing and proving in the Hebrew as well as in the Royal Amharic this word, because there's many liars, speculators, and haters mind's eye and I have the verse 16, where it says the voice of the enemy and the blasphemer that say a lot of things that they don't really know and try to confuse Jah people and Jah sheeple. But here, we'd like to focus on another key word right here, just as a sampler of the link between the biblical Hebrew, the Afro-Semitic Hebrew, as well as the Royal Amharic. So right here in today's Daily Psalm, which is themed a national prayer of intercession. In the opening verse, which in the Hebrew would be the second verse, but in the KJV, the first verse, after the superscription, La Menat Teyach, for the leader, the chief musician, also Menat Teyach from Natach, means the overcomer. And we find it also in Revelation, the Hebrew of Revelation, where it speaks of he who overcomes, the overcomer. La Menat Teyach, for the overcomer. And also on the Eitz HaChaim, on the Tree of Life, Kabbalistically speaking, we have the cipher, the Sifra, known as Netzach, or victory. So here we have the superscription, La Menatzeach Libnei Korach Maskil, for the chief musician, the overcomer, Li, for Bnei, the sons of Korach, for the sons of Korah, Maskil, a very important word, Maskil. In the English, it looks like Maschil, but properly pointed and pronounced Maskil from Sakal. To be wise, it's a word that is translated to be wise, like to be circumspect, to have skill, to have knowledge. In fact, we find it also in Psalm 47, verse 7, where it says to sing praises, eyes, as I and I say, with overstanding, sing praises with understanding, maskil. So here, La Menatzeach Libnei Korah Maskil. Superscription, Hebraically, the Aleph, first letter of the Hebrew, alphabet, the Aleph, the first verse, and here the Beit, the second verse, the A, the Ba, here the Ba, the Beit verse. Elohim, be'azninu, shama'inu, O Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, Hailahim, the power, Elohim, by way of, in, on, by way of, Azneinu. Some might point it as, Be'ozneinu, the Azin. Interesting, too, in the Ge'ez, it's one and the same word, the Izin. In the Ge'ez, the Izin. Be'ozneinu, by way of our ears, or with, the sense of with our ears, Shama'inu. We have shamad it. We have heard it. Shama'inu. The new part at the end brings out the sense of us, I and I. Abotenu. I and I, abot. Abotenu, our fathers. I and I, fathers. I and I, patriarchs. Sipru, lanu. Sipru. They have told us, they have safardas. This word here for told, when we look it up, the H5608, safar, also pointed as safar, means to count, in the sense of to recount, and the sense of to declare. Properly, it's like to score like a mark, as a tally, or like a record. By implication is to inscribe. Also, the sense of it is used Hebraically, mathematically, to enumerate, to number, right? To cipher it, right? Sipar, right? Sipar, here we have Sipru. Sifru, lanu. They have ciphered it, lanu, la for nu, for us. Sipru, lanu. They have recounted for us. They have told us, they have spoken in the sense of counting, recounting for us. Po'al, a work. Pa'alta, that the I, speaking directly to he who be, male. Pa'alta, Po'al, a work, po'alta, a work that I worked. A work that I worked. Po'al, po'alta, a work that I worked. Bimehem, be in ye may the days of Ham, the days of them. Bimehem, in their days, bimeh, in the days, Kedem, as we have in Kedamawi, Kedem. Here we have another key Shemitic and Afro-Shemitic root word, the Kedem. This is brought out here in the KJV in the times of old. In the times of old. So the KJV reads like this in the first verse to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O Elohim, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days in the times of old. A little more better for the overcomer, the chief musician of the sons of Korah, Maskil. O Elohim, we have heard with I and I ears. Our fathers, patriarchs, have told I and I a work that I worked in their days, in the days of old. So here we can see some of the liberties that the KJV and other translators in the English have taken, especially in the latter part of the verse where it reads, what work thou didst in their days, no better work thou worked, po'al po'alta. Even one not familiar so much with the Hebrew can hear there's a similarity between po'al, po'al, the work, po'alta, or otherwise pointed, po'al po'alta, po'al po'alta, be mayhem in their days. Then the KJV says in the times, there's a different word, zaman, there's other words, eight other words for times. Mo better, in their days, in the days of old, or in the days of the Kedem. So here, as we brought out previously, right, with the previous psalm, the word Chayil, the 33rd psalm, here in the season, the previous psalm, according to the royal order, was the 33rd psalm. And the 33rd psalm, both in the Masoretic, the Hebrew, had Chayil, as well as in the Royal Amharic in the Metzav Kedus in the revised, the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, in the Bible of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David and Kedemawi, Haile Selassie's Bible, we have the Chayil, the power, right, and the different usage of that word power in the Royal Amharic in the very same verse, I think it was verse 16, and verse 17, when you compare the Masoretic Hebrew as well as the Royal Amharic, the authorized Amharic Bible. But let's zoom in right here to Kedem, because here we have the Kedem that we have right here as in Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, the first power of the Trinity. But what does the root here hebraically mean of the Kedem? The Kedem, as in
በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
That right there from the Orit, the Fitrat, the Andim, the Orit. Orit in the Ethiopic is the Ethiopic way of saying Torah. Orit. Orit ze Fitrat. Fitrat. Fitrat is creation. Ze is of Fitrat, of the creation, or what we know as Genesis right there.
Padamawi. Padamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
And here we're here in the Torah reading and feeding. We're at the fifth sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong concerning the Hayei Sara, the Hayei, the life of, or a little more literally in the Hebrew, the lives of Hayei. It's interesting that the word Hayim, as some would toast, so we lift up the chalice and say L'chaim, L'chaim. Lift the slip and say L'chaim, or even the blunt at times, that's what we have, L'chaim, L'chaim for life, for liberty, like to say cheers. But the word Chayim means lives. Also, it's interesting, it's also the word we find in Bereshit, you know, connected with what is called the animal. So is man an animal? Yes, at the root, the groundation of man, man is an animal in the Hebraic sense that he has chai, yes, I have lives. So the word here, chayei in the constructive Hebrew sense, instead of chayim, to attach it, like we have when we say chayla, we say chayla, the power of, chayla, from the G'ez, chayla, salase. When we say chayle is to say, my power. Hayla is to say the power of the Trinity. It's a constructive sense, right? Singularly, just as power is Hayel. Here we have Chai, life, and Chayei, the life or the lives of Sarah, the life of Sarah. We also zoomed in on the Rastafari Abraham and the Rastafari Sarah. Often, I and I as Rastafari referred to them as King Alpha and Queen Omega. But according to the glory of His Imperial Majesty, Ketamawe HaSelassie, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, a more proper reference to give glory is referred to the Rastafari Abraham and the Rastafari Sarah, as His Majesty spoke of Itege Menin, at the passing of Itege Menin, as being like Sarah to Abraham, so was she to he who be we be Kadamawi Hala Selassie. So there's another reasonment there, an iditation right there, based on the words of His Imperial Majesty, Kadamawi Nagus Nagas, and this Torah reading and feeding for the Hayei Sarah at the passing of Sarah, at the passing of Itege Menin, Kadamawi Hala Selassie invoked and made mention of Sarah and the connection to him and Abraham. So that's another word of prophecy that brings I and I to the Yitzhak, the Isaac connection, and His Majesty sent Archbishop Yitzhak to I and I, and the word says that the seed shall be called in Yitzhak. But here, for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Meim Dalet, Neem Dalet, Psalm 44, Psalm XLIV. Just to zoom in on this word right here in the last part of the first verse from KJV, the second verse in the Hebrew, Po'al Palta B'mehem B'mek Edem. There's another Rhema word, a right now, Rastafari right now word right here. This is the standing word, this is the logos, and the Rhema word. And it says that man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth. So the right now, the application of the word right now, we can look at this psalm, national prayer of intercession, even in I and I times right now. What work the eye did work? What work? What walk did Ketamawi Haile Selassie work in their days, in the days of even I and I patriarchs? Even 40 plus years later, in the days of old, or the days of the Kedam, the days of Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. As the word says, in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, yes, I, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. So here, let's zoom in on the H6924. As His Majesty refers to the Hebrew as the Meseretawi Kwankwa, as the foundational, the Meseret, a foundation, Meseretawi, foundational Kwankwa language. Here we have Kedem, the H6924, Kedem, the H6924. So we have one form, Kedem, and Kedma, Kedma. It's interesting in the Hebrew, even today's Hebrew, when we say Kadima, like the forward, Kadima, like if we push something forward, like let's move forward. Kadima. You might hear one say Kadima. But the word here, let's break it down first from the Strong's definition, right? The H6924 is from the H6923. What is the H6923? Getting to the verb, getting to the root, right? Getting to the root, the primitive, the ancient root. We have the Kadam or the Kedem, the Kadam. What is Kadam? Kadam is an interesting word right here. And we have to build on this so we can understand that revelation of the QHS, the Kehase or Kedemawi Hala Selassie, the name. Primitive root to project the Kadam as a verb. Kadam, Kadama, Kadama. Vowels are important. There are seven primary vowels in the Ethiopic, in the Royal Amharic, and in the Hebrew. There's some that say, in whatever they call Lashon Kadash, there's only one vowel, the ah. They're just children that have refused discipline, wisdom, and instruction. Here we have Kadam, getting to the root. The root is to project, Kadam, to project in the sense of the Kadam would be like to project oneself or to manifest oneself to Kadam. That is to proceed. Now here it doves with the Ethiopic, the Gutas, as well as the Royal Amharic root, right? To project in the sense of to project oneself, the idea like to manifest oneself, that is to proceed, or the sense of going before. As John the Baptist in the Metzaf Kedus is referred to as the Kadami. He was a forerunner, the one who went before the Moshiach Yeshua. So here we have the Hebrew Kadam to proceed, hence to anticipate. The word can also be to anticipate, to hasten or to meet in a certain context of to meet. Usually for help, right? To come be before, the sense of before, also to, in KJV, there's an interesting verse. Let's see if we can find it. It's where it says to prevent. I think it's the earlier psalm. It says you either preventest him with the blessing, and some people might wonder, what does that mean? That means that you meet him. This old KJV, King Jamesian English, is a psalm that says you preventest him with blessing, right? And the sense of that is you meet him with blessing, right? To meet, to prevent in the old King James sense. As the word let, this is a little footnote here, the word let, Rastafari I&I elders in I&I New Jerusalem schoolroom, they said to I and to other brethren at that time, pick sense out of nonsense. And sometimes mind of mine would not use let. Even when we write up the psalm and make or areas of scripture which says let, we will transpose the word make. Because the let usually means allow. Usually it means allow. However, if you look in Thessalonians where it says him that letteth will let until he is taken out of the way. Right, we see this as manifested with what occurred in 1974-75 in Ethiopia. The word let there means he who will prevent it until he is taken out of the way. Prevent. So the word let usually means to allow, but English is very grimoire of the English language. It has an interesting duality. It also can mean to prevent. So to make no confusion with our word sound, we usually like to replace it to say make. Also where you see unto, like it says, Lord, I pray unto thee. But the word un means not. So in a sense, it really means not to thee, like unclean, unkind, undone. So there we replace it with to, learning this from I&I Rastafari elders. But here, to the word Kadam, once again, to the root of Kedem, as we have in Kedamawi. So The verb, that is the root, the H6923, means to meet, to come, or to be in front. To be in front, the sense of first, be in front. In some usages in the biblical Hebrew, it can mean to confront. It also has a meaning of go before, to go before. As we mentioned of Johannes Matemko, John the Baptist, he is the Kadami. He is the forerunner, the one who went before the Moshiach, Yeshua, Geta, Jesus Christos. So the word, in some senses, to meet, to confront, to come to meet, to receive, to go before, to go in front, to be in front, also Adam, to lead, to be beforehand, to anticipate, in some senses, to forestall, to come in front, also to confront, and to anticipate. But getting to its primary root meaning is like to project, and can be to project oneself, that is to proceed. So when we look at the name from the roots of Meseretawi Kwankwa, the foundational language, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, the usual translation is Haile Selassie I, using the Roman nomen, you know, numerical formation with the I as first, the first power. But the word first in Amharic is Andenya. The word first in Amharic is Andenya, because the name Kadamawi Haile Selassie is a Gutis construct. Kadamawi Haile Selassie, we must interpret it from the Gutis. So it means the first, in the sense of the first, as the one who goes before, the first power of the Trinity. So if we now take what Robeno Memherachin Jesus Christos, Sinai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what he says, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, at the time when the Rebbeinat, the Rebbanim, when the rabbis knew HaShalush HaKadosh, the Holy Trinity, Kedus Selassie, who was the first power? The first power might of the Trinity is the Father. Even Yeshua HaMashiach said, I and the Father is one. But then he said, the Father is greater than I. Some might think, oh, woo, woo, woo. You know, the speculators and the haters and the confused people without wisdom and instruction might think that's a contradiction right there. Is it a contradiction? I and the Father is one, but the Father is greater than I? There's no contradiction. A Father and a Son is of the same essence, but the fatherhood is greater than sonship. Just to explain that right there. Now to the Kedem. What are the days of the Kedem? Looking at today's daily psalm in the Rhema right now application, it's like I and I as Rastafari. We recall the days of the King of Kings from, you know, from the writing, the witnesses, you know, the good, the bad, and ugly, ugly otherwise, also from the videos, you know, and other knowledges and testimonies. And we see those days in that time, and we say, wow, how old. You know, and then we look at, say, look at Ethiopia then, right? Look at Ethiopia now. Look at even black people and the lost sheeple situation then. It's like we were coming up, we was rising up, we was overcoming those victories, moving forward, but something happened. It's like today's daily psalm. Oh, Elohim, we have heard with our ears, heard the testimonies, the true testimonies of his divine majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie. Our fathers, the righteous fathers, the patriarchs, have told I and I, a work thou didst in their days, a work that I worked. What work did Kadamawi Haile Selassie work in his days? And I say in his days, emphasis there on what the word says even in Thessalonians. In his days he shall shew. Let's bring this out right here. We have like 8 minutes before we go into the grace period of time. We had a little bit more to share, but this is a Rhema word right now. I say Rhema like a right now word. You know, I hear the small, still voice speak, and I seek to be obedient and speak what he says to speak. So here, let's go to Thessalonians. It's Timothy. He gets to Thessalonians. Let's go to Timothy. Let's go to Timothy right here. All right. Timothy says, in Timothy chapter chapter 6. Timothy chapter 6. Going to zoom down to, let's go to verse 12. Good number 12, right? It says, fight the good fight of faith, of the immanent, right? Of the emuna, the hymenot, the amina, of the true amen. Lay hold on eternal life. Interesting that Judaically, Hebraically, grabbing the Torah, you know, the Torah scrolls, right, is grabbing onto the tree of life. Lay hold on eternal life, whereto thou art also called. Many are called. Few may choose to answer the call. And hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Verse 13. I give thee charge in the sight of Elohim, the true good, the true God, who quickeneth all things, who giveth life to all things. And before Christos Jesus, the Moshiach, Yeshua, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, verse 14, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing, the parousia, the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, of Getachin Jesus Christos, of Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach. Verse 15, it says which, but we upgrade that to who, right? Who in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate. What is a potentate? Potentate is the only sovereign and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only has immortality dwelling in the light, the Burhan, that no man can approach to, whom no man have seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting, eternal. Amen.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
The home place is
due for Abba said to speak on this right here just momentarily. Once I read verse 16, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, and our application of this to Gurmawi, Nugus, Neges, Kadamawi, Halasalas, just say, well, doesn't it say that no man have seen? See, here's where one may read well, but one may not comprehend as well. Here, it's not saying that one will not see the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ in the person of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. What it's saying right here is the light, once again, until the appearing of our Lord, Getachin Jesus Christos, of our Lord, Adonenu, Ainai, Adoniai, Yeshuai, HaMoshiai, who in his times he shall shew, be revealed, manifest, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality dwelling. He's indwelling Tuahido, dwelling in the light, in the illumination, which no man can approach to. No man can approach that light, that illumination, whom no man have seen. No man have seen that light, that illumination, nor can see. To whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. So where it says approach to and have seen it, the subject there is concerning the light. That's all we have to have reading, yes, and we have to have reading comprehension to comprehend what we read. Otherwise, we will imagine contradictions, as many of the speculators and the haters have done and do. But also, look more on the Kedem as we have it here in today's daily psalm, in the days of old, be made Kedem. And the Rhema word is in the days of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, when we of this generation in the struggle and the fight that we have in this day and this time recall those days. Yes, we think of it very fondly, even as those in today's daily psalm Psalm 44. So here, to those listening in the live stream, we have like 2 minutes, call in, 515-602-9761. Call in, 515-602-9761. Or check it out on the replay right here. 2 minutes, y'all. Yes. So here, the Kedem, in the days of the Kedem, in the days of old. What does Kedem mean? Now, we touched on the root of Kedem, which is Kadam. Kedem, right? Kedem right here is a part of speech, like a noun. It has like a noun sense part of speech. It can be used in an adverbial sense. The word Kadam is the verb. The word Kadam is the verb. So from the Strong's right here, Kedem means the front. Kedem means the front, as in the front, you know, standing in place. The front, standing in place, like front, like in place. Absolutely, in the absolute sense, it's the forepart, the before part, the forepart. In the relative sense, it's often used concerning the east, right? In the Hebrew, the Kedem, also the east. Or in the sense of time, 60 seconds, y'all. In the sense of time, it is used of antiquity, like the ancient times. Often also used in the adverbial sense in the Hebrew, meaning before, anciently, also in the sense of eastward, aforetime, ancient time, the sense of before, the sense of the east. Look to the east end, the eastern part, the eastern side, or eastward, in the sense of eternal. The Kedem also has a sense of eternity, right? The sense of eternal. Kedem also has a sense of ever, as in everlasting. The Kedem also has a sense of forward and also old, or the past, speaking like the past, like the past time. We have a word that's related to the Kedem and the root, the Kadam, the verbal root. We have the H6926, the Kedma. None says as Kedma. The Kedma is like forward, the sense of forward, like or east, move forward. As you say, like the Kadima, like in Hebrew, when we say like, you're about to get out of here, let's move forward, Kadima, like forward, like let's move forward. So here we have the days of old, just to bring this out right here, the days of old, the days of the ancient times, the earliest time, right? The earliest time, like when Yeshua HaMoshiach Rabbeinu, and our rabbi, when he speaks about, you heard, you know, people of like olden times say, in the Hebrew sense, what he's saying, he's referring to the same Kedem, right? The Kadmonim, the ones of ancient time, the Kadmonim, right? The ancient time, from old time, the earliest time, also in the sense, the beginning time. Now, what's interesting is in the Guz, it's also the word that's used in the beginning. In the Guz sense, it is used, don't have my Guz Torah in front of me right here, but I do recall that it's used in the sense of in the beginning. But also we find this in the Hebrew, a sense of it to say in the beginning, the eastward, right, towards the east. So here is the lickle of the Rhema word that we sought to bring out right here. Just zooming in on the first verse of today's daily psalm. Elohim, be'azneinu, shamanu. Elohim, O power, I and I have heard with I and I ears. Be'azneinu, shamanu. A work thou didst work, our fathers have told us. Avotenu, sipru lanu, pa'al pa'alta. In their days, be mayhem in the days of the Kedem, be may Kedem, and even the work that Kedemawi has worked, even in his days and his times, he shall shew and has shown who is the blessed, the only sovereign, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah.
Kedemawi, Kedemawi.
The whole place is
and here as a little segue tune right here. I'd like to share this right here. I'm gonna write up a little bit more. This is the Kalungi's Eastern Mountain, Lorema right here. Check it.
Ow, it's getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah, it's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way, it's getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah, it's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way, Eastern Mountain, yeah. Can read to forgive it all your wife like the water from the fountain now. I tell you do good, that's how there is the life. Knowledge is golden now. You can read if you really decide like the water from the fountain now. Tell you do good, that's how there is the life. Let no one stop you from being strong. We urge likewise a free opinion. What's your feeling? Check yourself, know your position. When you flutter, you don't with a fluttering tongue. The enemies mob the Eden coming at young. And for us, Selassie is the protection. Years of stability, tears of life bomb. Night and day, never free without dawn. Check life, hey, I'll be a slave in this one. So me come to tell the people that the child was born. The money go from Selassie, the Ethiopian. Strive to the devil with the education. Properly channeled to uplift the nation. Life thought I hurt, I belong. It's getting red, yeah. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah. It's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way. It's getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah. It's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way. The Eastern Mountain, yeah. To forgive you all your vibes like the water from the fountain, yeah. Wanting to see what's on the other side. Knowledge is golden, yeah. You can reach only if you decide like the water from the fountain, yeah. Not someone that tell the ghetto youth them to rise. Hear the youth them crying, they were being pushed aside. Only the best is good enough to pulverize. The obstacles and the doctors still not the slide. Children come together and stop all right, they rise. Men to fly, we don't try to survive. Of the color must always be wise. From the depths of the valley up onto the skies. These two below equally suffer the cries. We know what the confusion road wraps up our eyes. We burn the anxiety, courage up the smile. Yo, Babylon, we know your profile. It's getting red, yo. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah. It's getting red now. Oh mana way, oh mana way. It's getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah. It's getting red now. Oh mana way, oh mana way. The Eastern Mountain, yo. You can reach only if you got the vibes like the rivers on the fountain, yo. I tell you do good and they wrapped up a ride. Knowledge is golden, yo. You can reach if you really decide like the rivers on the fountain, yo. Tell them be good and open up all your eyes. How surely the omnipotent, yes truly. Rap my commentary, so the king from the high chandelier, the power of the empress guide the residents. All the people from the south shall be with another, and I tell you now doubt. Commune with the western praises and shout. The eastern fortune by road. It is getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah. It's getting red now. Oh mana way, oh mana way. It's getting red now.
And look a bit more right here. Just touch on a little bit more right here. Was able to get our the Metzaf Kedus, the Gutters Torah. Actually, the Gutters Torah, like they call it the Pentateuch in English, Pentateuch. Penta, like five from the coin of Greek. Pentateuch, like five volumes, so to speak. But in Ethiopically, in the Israelites of Ethiopia and the faithful Orthodox Christianos, it's known as the Octatek. The Octatek. Octa is eight. So there's actually eight books, right? The eight books, including Joshua, including Judges, and including Harut, including Ruth. So we have the Octatek. So they had to grab the Octatek just here, here, here. And in Orit, there, in the Ge'ez, we call Genesis either or the Lidet, like Melkam Lidet, like birth or like birthday, like birth in that sense, nativity, being born in that sense. The Lidet or the Fitret, creation, Lidet, birth or nativity. So here the Orit the Lidet, here the first verse, it says, Be Kedami, Gebra Gziavihir Samaya We Midrese. Be Kedami, in the beginning, Gebra, to say work or create it in that sense. Be Kedami, Gebra, Gziavihir Sustainer. Samaya, the heaven, where midrese, in some versions, where midre, here we have it, where midrese, in the beginning, in the kedami. Also of interesting note, we had done some vlogs, videos on it some years ago, because we noticed that some of the latter-day Ethiopians sometimes like to refer to His Majesty as Atse. Haile Selassie. We sought to reprove them because they should know, quote, their own history, end quote. However, Shoan kings that come from Shoa, don't use usually the term Atse. And the term Atse is used relatively few times during the reign of Kedamawi Haile Selassie. Rather, Kedamawi Haile Selassie is referred to in the writings as Kedamawi Haile Selassie. As he said, only rarely do we have it as Atse. Atse is usually kings from Gondar, the Gondarine, right, and Wolo kings usually use Atse. Shoan kings, right, interesting. Melchizedek, there was a valley, right, in the Torah, it's known as the Valley of Shaweh, or in the other pointing as Shaweh, right, Shoa, right. So the Shoan kings usually do not use that particular titling, like for sovereign or ruler. Rarely has it been used of His Imperial Majesty in the historical time, in his days, in his times. Rather, his name is Kedamawi Haile Selassie in the Ge'ez and in the record. This made I and I wonder, why, right? Is it Lamaze in the Hebrew, but Lemindino? In them hearts, Lemindino, why? Like, why is it that they take off the Kedamawi? They try to take off the Kedamawi. Well, because we found it very important significantly in the liturgy, right, the Kedamawi, and that's based on what is in Revelation, when it says that I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, or the first and the last. The first there is Kedamawi. So it's the significance of that name right there that we find in Revelation. In Revelation, the Kedamawi, also within the liturgy. Don't have the liturgy before I to cite that, but hopefully, Jah willing, we'll bring that forward as we move forward, as we Kadima, that military term basically to engage, right, to engage the enemy. The verse that I mentioned about preventus and blessing, let's see if we can just share that. That is Psalm 21, verse 3, where it reads, For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head, on Rosho, on Rasu. Ras is head, Rasu his head. In the Hebrew, that would be enunciated in the dialect of Hebrew as Rosho. So here is the place in the Psalm 21, verse 3, and it uses the word Kadam. Kadam is a root word. But the translator you know, when you hear Preventus, you know, today we hear Preventus, we're like, well, it seems like it's something like a negation. No, you go before him. You go before him, like the Adami, like the forerunner. You go before him. The Hebrew reads, ki t'kadmeinu, ki for t'kadmeinu. You go before him, ki t'kadmeinu, berkot. With berkot, with baraka, bereket, with blessing, tob, tob, good, good, blessing, good, good blessing. Tashit le rosho, tashit, you set, tashit le for rosho, for his head, itaret, 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 a crown, a itaret, atar itaret, paz, paz. Paz is pure gold. Paz, refined gold, or pure gold is paz. Here's where in English they get the word pizzazz, pizzazz, like all that pizzazz, like bling, bling, like it's really pure. It shines, it sparkles. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, we have some more audios to share right here, just due to time right here, looking at the time that we have right here. What we can still share right here, since we're in the overflow, right? The overflow, got on that Rhema word right there. But here, 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 let's ride up with the Midrash, in the time with the Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. Here, the dub tracks from the dub, vintage dub, eight. It's the eighth of the tracks from the dub, eight right here, here, here. It's Lickle, but it is Talawa.
Frozen mix.
Shalom, Chavarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, here, 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 after the order of Malachi, Edek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karamawi, Karamal, Kaila, Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch HaShem. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Psalm 44, Psalm XLIV, here, 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 a Midrash, Midrash, Tehillim, study here on the Psalm, here, 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 Psalm 44, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah, Maskil. O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Hear, 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 Hebraically, verses 1 and 2. The Aleph and the Beit verses right here, here, here. Give ear right here and here. Lanateach livnei Korach maskil Elohim be'aznenu shama'inu evotenu sipru lanu po'ala pa'alta v'yameihem v'yameihem. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, la menat eyach, livnei korach, a psalm, a chant, a psalm of the sons of Korah, livnei korach, maskil. A maskil, Elohim,
God, true good, true God, Elohim. Be'azneinu, shama'inu. We have heard with our ears. Be'azneinu, shama'inu. Our fathers have told us. Evoteinu, sipru lanu. Evoteinu, sipru lanu. Our fathers, our patriarchs have told us. Po'ala, pa'alta, v'mehem, v'me'edem. What walk, what work thou the I didst, what work the I worked in their day. Po'al, pa'alta, b'mei hem, b'mei hem, in their days, b'mei in the days, in the times, b'mei in the days, k'edem, in the days of the k'edem. Laminat eyach libnei korach maskil. Elohim, ve'azneinu, shema'inu, evoteinu, sifru lanu, po'al pa'alta, b'mehem, b'mekedem. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 12, where it reads, He led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm to make himself an everlasting name. He led them by the right hand of Moshe, of Moses, with his glorious arm to make himself an everlasting name. Molik. Limin Moshe Ziroah Tif Searto Bo Ea Mayi Nipnehem La Sota Lau Shem Olam, that caused his glorious arm to go. That caused his glorious arm to go. Molik, Limin, Moshe, at the right hand of Moshe. Ziroah, Tiasearto, that divided the water before them. Bokeah, Mayima, Mipanehem, to make himself an everlasting name. La Sota Lau Shem Olam, to make for himself. La Sot Lau Shem Olam, an eternal name. Shem Olam. From this you learn that when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, when the Israelites went forth Mitzrayim from Egypt, from Kemet, they could not offer any works, any works of their hands whereby they might be redeemed. And here a Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet. Here, where it reads in the Midrash, from this we learn that when the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, went forth from Egypt, they could not offer any work of their hands whereby the GT, the edited text, it reads, mayhem, from them. But the PE, the printed edition, has bahem, 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 whereby they might be redeemed. And so, not because of the works of their fathers, the works of their patriarchs. And here, another Midrash note. The ET, the edited text, it reads, not even like the work of their fathers, not even like the work of their patriarchs. And not because of their own work was the sea rent, was the sea ripped before them, but only that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, might make himself a name in the world. As the next verse says, the next verse in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, in Isaiah 63:14, that reads, as the cattle that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused them to rest, so didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. And here, verse 14 of Yeshayahu, Ka behema babika tereda ruach Yahuwah teniachinu. Kena ni hagta amecha la esota lecha shema tiaret. As the cattle kabehema, as the cattle babika tereda that go down into the valley, ruach Yahuwah, the Spirit of Jehovah, te nicheinu, cause them to rest. Te nicheinu, kena niyahagita amecha, so didst thou lead amecha, ameka, thy people, la esota lecha, shame, tifaret, to make thyself, shame, tifaret, to make thyself a glorious, tifaret, a glorious shame, tifaret. When the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, were redeemed, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt, from Temet, Moses said, not because of your works are you redeemed, but only, according to the words of Shemot of Exodus 10 and 2, but only that thou, the eye, mayest tell in the ears of thy son, not because of your works are you redeemed, but only that thou mayest tell in the ears, that thou, the eye, mayest tell in the ears of thy son. Uale ma'ana tisapira bi azneya vincha, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son. Uale ma'ana tisapira bi azneya vincha. That is only that thou mayest give Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, the glory of having His children declare His praise, His eyes is among the nations, among Hagoyi, among the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Hence, here it is said, O sing to the Lord a new song. Declare His glory among the nations, even in Psalm 96, Hebraically verse 1 and verse 3. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash, sapru avagoyim kevodo. Oh, sing to Jehovah a new song. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash, declare His glory among the nations, the nationalities, international community, the Gentile. Sapru
koi kubodo? And what is kavodo? What is kabodo? What is his glory, kabru? What is kavodo? That his children declare kavodo, his glory among the goyim, among the nations. Therefore, it is said, declare his glory among the nations. Sapru vagoyim kavodo. Sapru vagoyim kavodo. Declare his glory among the nations and nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community. And so too, Levine Korach, the sons of Korah, said, O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us. Our fathers, our patriarchs have told I and I. Elohim, de'azenenu, shama'inu, evotenu, sipru lanu. Elohim, Elohim, de'azenenu, in our ears, in our azen. Azneno, Azneno, Shama'inu, we have heard Shama'inu, Evoteno, our fathers, our patriarchs, Evoteno, Sipru Lanu, have told us, have told I and I, Sipru Lanu. But did not the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, B'nai Korach themselves go Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, as is said even in Shemot, in Exodus 6 and 24. The sons of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph, Uvnei Korach, Asira, Ve'elkanah, Va'avisaf, Va'aviasaf, and the sons of Korah, U B'nei Korach, Asir, and Elkanah, with Elkanah, and Abiasaph, Wa Abiasaph, Abiasaph. Then, why did they say, we have heard with our ears, our fathers, our patriarchs, have told us, the aznenu, shema'enu, evotenu, sipru'lanu, because they prophesied concerning present generations, who say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who say to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, the Iniverse, why this? Thou didst wonders for our fathers, wilt thou not do them for I and I? The I didst wonders, thou didst wonders for our fathers, wilt thou not do them for us, for I and I? Thus, the next verse, here in today's daily song, Mizmor Mim Dalet Mem Dalet, verse Hebraically, thou didst a deed in the days of old, for Allah pa'alta b'mei Edom, the I didst a deed in the days of the Edom, in the days of the Edom, b'mei Edom. This means that the present generation say, What a work didst thou the eye perform in bringing them forth, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, and dividing the sea for them. But thou the eye hast not done the like for us. But the eye has not done the like for I and I.
As scripture says, even in Psalm 115, verse 1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, not to I and I, O Lord, not to I and I. Lo lanu, yo, lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I. Lo lanu, yo, Jehovah. Lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I. Thou, the I, didst it for them, didst it for them, did it for them, but not for us, but not for I and I. What does it profit us what thou, the I, didst for our fathers, for our patriarchs? When shall the profit be ours? When shall the profit be I and I? When thou wilt walk a good sign for us, a good sign for I and I, as is said even in Psalm 86, Hebraically, the 17th verse, Psalm 86, 17, that reads, walk, work in my behalf, a sign for good. Work in I behalf, and I and I behalf, a sign for good. Isaiah imot litova, work in my behalf, a sign for good. Isaiah imot litova, slika slika slika. Isaiah imi, work isay isay isay, work the I imi. Amy for me, alt litova, for good. Work in my behalf, Amy. Not Imo, Imo in his behalf, but work in my behalf, in I behalf. Isaiah Amy, alt, alt, assign a alt litova, litova, for good, litova. Isaiah imi ota litova. Thou, the I, didst a great work, a great work for former generation in the days of Abraham, the days of Abraham. And what was the great work? According to Bereshit, according to Genesis 14, verse 15, the night itself contended against them. The night itself contended against them. Vayechaleka elehem lailahu, and he divided himself against them by night. Vayechaleka elehem lailahu, or the night itself contended against them. Waye haleka elehem lailahu. Hear, 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 Midrash note right here. That is against Abraham's enemies, Abraham's enemies. In rabbinic interpretation, the rabbinic targum, the angel of night, fought on the side of Abraham. Thou, this a great work for Abraham, Abraham's children also. Thou didst show favor to them, but thou, the I, showest no favor to us. The I showest no favor to I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 85, verses 2 and 8, Hebraically, where it reads, Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Show us, show I and I thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us, grant I and I thy salvation. Ratzitai Yehovah Aretzeka, Haenu Yehovah Hatzedeka, Ve'yeshecha Titen Lanu. Jehovah, thou, the I, hast been favorable to thy land. Rasita, Yahweh, Adetseka, Jehovah, that I have been favorable to thy land. Rasita, Yahweh, Adetseka, show us, show I and I thy mercy, O Jehovah, and grant us, grant I and I thy salvation. Hareinu, Yahuwah, Hasadeka, Wiyesheka, Titen, Lanu. For when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when the Israelites went forth, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Emet, they entered into the land, not by their own might, and got possession of it, and got possession of heart, not by their own strength, not by their own strength, but because, here in the word of today's daily psalm, the words of Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mem, Dalet, thou, the eye with thy hand, didst drive out the nations. Thou with thy hand didst drive out the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Ata yadika goyi horashita, thou, the eye with thy hand. Ata yadika, didst drive out the goy, didst drive out the nations. Goyi horashta, ata yadika, goyi mahorashta. Should you say, it was by their own works, it was by their own works. And here, another midrash note, the ET, the edited text, it reads, because of your works, because of your works. And should you say it was by their own works or by your own works, which were good, note that scripture says, even in Yechezkel, in Ezekiel 20 and 18, where it reads, and I said to their children in the wilderness, walk y'all not in the statutes of your fathers. Va'omara illa b'neihem abamidbara be'achukei avotekem ala telechu. And I said to their children, Va'omara illa b'neihem, in the wilderness, b'midbara, walk y'all, trod y'all not in the statutes, the ordinances, the statutes of your fathers, of your patriarchs. And also says in Yechezkel, in Ezekiel 20 and 7, I said to them, cast ye away every man the detestable things, the detestable things of his eyes. I said to them, cast y'all away every man the detestable things of his eyes. Vayomara elehem, isha shikutseya anayo hashelechu. And I said to them, Vayomar elehem, cast y'all away every man the detestable things of his eyes. Isha shikutseya anayo hashelechu. And last and least, you should say it was by their swords. Note that scripture says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet, Psalm 44,
verse 4 Hebraically, where it reads, "For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword." Ki lo v'charbam yashu aret. For not by their own sword. Ki lo v'charbam did they get the land in possession. Yarshu aret. And the verse concludes, "But by thy right hand and thine arm, and the light, the illumination of thy countenance, and the light of thy face, because thou wast favorable to them." Chia yeminecha, ua zeroecha, zeorapanecha, chia rich itam. But thy right hand, but thy right hand, ki, for it was thy right hand, ki yaminka, and thine arm, uzeroeka, and the light of thy countenance, the illumination of thy face, we'or paneka, because thou, the eye, was favorable to them. Ki ritzitam. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, for Ha'el Lohim went before them by day. Thou, the eye, was favorable to them. But thou, the eye, art not favorable to us. But the eye be not favorable to I and I. Ha'el said, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, said, "Indeed, I shall be favorable to you also, to y'all also." And of this, the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, were to say, even in the words of Psalm 85, verse 2, Hebraically, that reads, "Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Thou, the eye, hast brought back the captivity of Jacob." Ratzitai Yehova aretz eka, shavta shavuta Yaakov. Jehovah, thou, the eye, hast been favorable to thy land. Ratzitai Yehova aretz eka, shavta shavuta Yaakov. Thou, the eye, has turned the captivity of Jacob, of Yaakov. Shabta Shavita Yaakov. For our soul, our psyche, our soul is bowed down to the dust. Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet. Psalm 44, Hebraically, verse 26, where it reads, "For our soul, our psyche, our soul, she is bowed down to the dust." Ki yashachah le'afar nafshenu. For our soul, she is bowed down to the dust. Ki yashachah le'afar nafshenu. According to Rav Yitzhak Isaac HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, said to Abraham, even in the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 13, verse 16, "I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth."